Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What the fuck is up?
What's up, pussies?
Yak fans.
Pussies!
Yesterday was a unique episode, but that's in the past now.
Hey, Kyle, you pussy.
The new episode. What's up? What's up, Kyle? Cool shirt.
What's up?
I might have your headphones.
It's the Yak. It's a Thursday Yak, which means Chaps is here. Mm-hmm. Chaps Thursday. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Fleming's here. Oh, shit. Kate with a with a glow about her. Kate, $4,000 richer, Kate. And that will not go to your child's college fund. You're spending that on yourself.
All on me.
Yeah.
All on me.
You guys are horny pieces of
cigarettes.
Shit.
I heard you queef this morning. Not in person. It was a recording.
And that's on my OnlyFans, at Katie Money Grabs. If you want to hear me queef, it's an audio clip. It is up.
What's going on? Come hop on the show.
We have an empty chair right here.
Where's Owen?
I don't know. Is he here?
He went to Italy.
Is he in Italy?
Yeah.
Is he? He didn't tell us.
He's in Italy?
That seems to be a big place to go without telling us.
Yeah.
Just went to Europe without telling us?
Oh, he did.
He's going for his dad's birthday.
Oh, okay.
He did say a couple weeks ago he couldn't do the cast because he was going to Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Fuck.
What about O-Dog? I got things going on, too. I'm going to be leaving after a few minutes, getting ready for a raw dog today, a special raw dog.
What do you mean you're leaving after a few minutes? You just come and go as you fucking please?
Yes, sir.
We got to get Owen in anyway.
What's your special raw dog?
It's a place that they're getting ready to try to tear down because there's not enough Chipotles in New York. They want to build another high-rise building because, you know, there's not enough of those either. So they want to tear down Papaya King, and they want to just put another Chipotle or Cava or whatever, some crap there.
Trying to save it?
Well, I hope maybe if I do a raw dog there, maybe it'll give it good luck. This is a raw dog place that was so famous. It's so famous that it was on Seinfeld, and Kramer got out of line and caused chaos at the movie theaters.
Never done that before.
I've been hammer drunk at Papaya Dog several times.
Well, this is the original. This is Papaya King.
I think it would save us a ton of time if you told us where you weren't hammered.
Yeah. It's just a good, I think they're always open, the Papaya Dogs. They're just a good late night hot dog place, you know?
They always advertise that Sandra Bullock ate there for the Ocean's movie nobody saw.
Mm-hmm. The woman one?
The woman one.
Yeah.
13, right?
No, 8.
10? 8?
It was a prequel?
That's the one where they all get their
No, it's the woman one. It was basically, it wasn't a prequel or anything. It was just the woman one.
It was just the woman Oceans? But why'd they call it 8 then?
It was 8 of them. They couldn't find 13 qualified women.
Damn.
I've never seen those movies.
Ocean's 11's amazing. Ocean's 12, 13, And I never saw that one.
Ocean's 11, Jeff D'Lo's favorite movie, I think.
It is so good.
It's a wonderful movie.
I just watched it.
Is it a heist movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
he's dead.
Topher Grace, yes, the late.
Mm-hmm.
But Topher Grace is alive.
Brad Pitt.
Bernie Mac.
What's up, guys?
When Brad Pitt eats on the screen, he makes it so,
sexual.
Hot.
Yeah. Doesn't he sneak food on set? Like it's improv eating.
He eats hot.
Yeah, he does eat hot.
What do you
he's
mean?
Eating Where chips the entire movie.
Whenever he munches and he's all cool about it and he's in motion, not really focusing on the food, still alert.
Eating is
well
the hardest
spoken.
Thing to
he's
look
so hot
doing.
When he eats.
Not many people can
because
eat
he
hot.
Pops stuff pretty far
Yeah, he's
back
a pot
into
the mouth.
He's
a pot
like,
move.
And he's like, wow, he didn't even have to use his teeth.
Can we pull up Brad Pitt eating?
Yeah,
Brad Pitt eating.
I'd like to see that.
That's what caught my eye the most from the movie.
He's a hot eater.
Well, he's hot.
He's eating
hot.
In every scene, too.
He does that in Snatch, right? When he pops something and he's like, oh, it's a ketamine. He pops it in his mouth.
He eats and all. I think he sneaks. Isn't the thing is he sneaks food onto the scenes and he eats in all his movies?
Oh,
there's compilations of him eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You always see them on Instagram.
Okay.
Rusty. Okay, this is...
No, we're going to get some opinions.
super good.
Yeah, look how cute he is when he eats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's eating.
God damn.
Jeez.
He's got this little bobble to him that's just...
Oh, my God.
Oh, and that little... Oh.
And his thumb?
That finger.
Is this something that other people have widespread realized?
Yes.
I
didn't think it was a ton of movies. I thought it was just this movie.
No, I think he eats in a lot of movies.
I've never noticed this ever.
Well, that's drinking.
I mean, even the way he drinks is hot.
Good compliment. Oh.
He's just a hot guy.
Oh, my God.
This is like when people compliment Rudy on, like, his attire. Like, wow, I couldn't pull that off. No, you couldn't.
No, but I think other hot guys couldn't pull that off.
No, this is harder to do.
Look, the spoon is tough.
Yeah, is that yogurt?
Look how he dumps it back into his mouth.
Still.
Because he can wrap his little delicious lips around it.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I also forgot that Casey Affleck's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Conn.
And Scott Conn, yeah.
Did you watch it recently, Kyle?
Just for the first time.
You hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, good.
Movies are good.
They are.
All of them.
Every time I see one, it's like, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Over 240 of them.
I've been on a documentary kick ever since I watched that Woodstock.
Yeah, same.
I watched Soaked in Bleach for the first time in a while. You guys ever seen that one?
The Nirvana one?
That's the one where Courtney Love, it's about Courtney Love.
My bad.
Murdering.
I watched a Steve Aoki one last night.
He has a documentary?
His dad was the guy who started Benihana, where they flip the shirt in your mouth.
I watched that.
I had no idea.
He just runs on, I don't know, adrenaline. He doesn't sleep.
Did 300 shows in a year.
So many shows.
Have you seen the video of his cake accuracy when he throws cakes at people?
No.
He's good at it.
He points at them from like 20 yards away, and he'll choose who he wants to hit with the cake. Mm-hmm. It is an incredible skill.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, can we pull up Steve Aoki's cake accuracy?
He's good, but someone like Fred, again, doesn't need props and cakes. He's just the most talented DJ. Right, TJ?
He's insane.
Doesn't DJ Pauly D do lasagna?
No.
He does throw
Jeff lasagna. And I started that rumor.
Oh, I thought there was a video. Oh, I thought
you No. We said we went to his show in the Jersey Shore at a pool bar.
That would be so...
We said he's...
I need to see... There's a recent one. I think even Barstool tweeted it. This is older.
Who was that?
This is
Lisa Ling.
At some point in the documentary, he was like, "I estimate that I threw about 4,000 cakes and faces in the last year." Like, he keeps a loose tally. It's an enormous amount.
It's got to be like multiple cakes per show.
Yeah.
He's gonna stop.
You said he did,
he's gonna stop.
300 shows in a year.
Retired. No, you just
check Twitter.
Does a show, then
12 cakes per show.
Crazy. I want to be honest. We haven't thrown enough cakes at each other on the show.
No, I'm surprised we haven't.
Put that on the wheel.
Food
fight.
A food fight on the wheel would be good, Tank.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. He's just throwing cakes. He doesn't care where it lands.
Look at this. Ooh. He long shots this next one.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh my God. Yeah, good call, TJ. I want to see that again.
Holy shit.
Gutter.
Wow. That's incredible.
Do you think that's like a intentional target? Or
hit her right in the face.
I think if you do it like 5 times a night for 20 years, you're going to be good at it.
Yeah, but your odds are in that amount of people that you're going to have a pretty solid direct hit and maybe just pull in the direction.
You've missed. They're all hitting them just directly in the face.
Yeah, and it never...
Do you think it has cakes that are specially made for throwing?
I don't think.
They're hollow inside.
I don't know. Or they're more dense.
That has to hurt, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think it feels good. Not from 30 feet.
Away. What do you think?
No.
Average cake weighs at least
1 pound.
No.
No. Wait. No way. That one
fly off.
The loft on these cakes that they—he's
so accurate.
Cake first, and never cardboard first.
Yeah.
I have a take.
That one hurt.
That was beautiful.
I have a take. We have never thrown cake. We don't know if it's hard.
That's a good point.
It could be very easy.
And he must be getting them from bakeries around the world, so it's not consistent. There's no way he's getting.
He's definitely got a cake guy traveling with him.
No.
It's always a sheet cake though. He's never thrown pound.
True.
We don't.
Well, that's
know.
Just dangerous.
That's reckless. You could kill a man.
Yeah.
I'd like to be hit with a Dairy Queen log.
Or a dilly bar.
No, they got rid of the nipples off the dilly bar.
Did they?
Yeah, so won't like hurt your eye.
Cancel culture.
How about that?
I know.
How about getting hit with cookie puss?
What the fuck?
Cookie puss.
Cookie puss. First of all, sign me up. Second of all, what is that?
Yeah.
You've never heard of cookie puss?
I don't think that's too far-fetched. Never have heard of.
Yeah.
Actually, a new subject.
You fucking idiot.
It's Carvel's summer cake, which is basically the Santa cake, except it's chocolate and they put like a ice cream cone on his nose.
But what makes him cookie puss? Is it a cat?
Name. It's named the cake.
They used to call somebody's face a puss.
Look at this one.
I have a Steve Aoki story.
Hold on. True. I want to see this one.
Longest throw hits guy in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
No, it hits him in a guy in a wheelchair?
Yeah, watch.
This is
oh shit,
the most impressive thing ever.
Wait, no, no chance. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's the bound guy.
Oh, but I bet he loved it. Oh, that's the best thing that can happen to you.
In a wheelchair.
At a Steve Aoki show, you want to be the cake guy.
Yeah, but you're probably, if you're in a wheelchair, you're always susceptible to cakes.
I mean, the way that that one flips and ends up.
That's incredible.
And it hits him. He got him.
Wow.
And there's.
Wow.
There's,
yeah, wow.
Square in the face.
Well, what's your Steve Aoki story?
That would be tough to clean off the wheelchair.
It would be. Yeah.
My sophomore year, at the end of the wrestling season, I tore my rotator cuff and couldn't compete anymore. Didn't have to practice. Didn't have to go to this other summer spring tournament. What?
What?
Zaw, I thought he was gesturing at me.
Oh.
But then Steve Aoki came into town, and he posted an incriminating photo of me with a thick woman on my shoulders.
Oh, no.
And I'm in the background. I have the picture.
You have the picture sent it to DJ?
Yeah, and
wait, what?
Everyone's you can't really someone found out it was me.
So you hurt your rotator cuff after this? Or
I wasn't practicing at all. And so then he came in, then there's a picture of me with a person on my shoulder.
So your coach was like, is there anything you want to tell us, Kyle? And you had to be
like, faking the injury. It was only partially torn.
Mm.
You had enough to hoist a woman.
I don't know.
It
was also embarrassing because
she also pull a catfish out of her pussy.
You should not be the guy with putting the girl on your shoulders unless it's guaranteed.
It would be funnier though if you were on her shoulders, Kyle.
It would.
What? No.
Where are you at?
This is
in the far back with you see the girl on the shoulder.
That's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody found out that.
Yeah, yeah.
How did somebody spot
she,
you?
No, it was her. I think she tweeted it.
Oh.
throwing me under the bus.
Look at your little face.
Oh, my God.
I was having a blast, though.
Oh, it is a tiny little face. Where'd he go?
Wait.
There he
is. She had a boyfriend, and it wasn't like a worry for. He was there too. I was just the guy. I was just her shoulders.
He outsourced the shoulder.
Was he next shoulder? To you guys?
No, he just didn't give a fuck. He wasn't worried about me.
Did you have a crush on this girl?
Yeah. I forget. Yeah.
Did she ask you, or you, or were I you probably, like, were I, you like, hop up here?
I probably asked her.
Oh man,
you want to?
That was such a blast. Kendrick Lamar opened for him. What a time! I missed that. Didn't think he was good.
No?
I didn't know he was going to be good.
How long ago was this?
2013?
My freshman year of college, we won this competition, the school did, to where we won a Victoria's Secret competition to where all these Victoria's Secret models came, and it was a Drake concert, and Drake came, and it was right across from my dorm, and it was just Drake and a bunch of Victoria's Secret models, and I didn't go.
Oh.
Damn, why not?
Why not?
I didn't feel like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was right across the street.
You got to find the energy at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go. I didn't like...
Well, I guess in our minds we're saying you could have fucked those if you just walked across the street.
Yeah, they were in fucking vicinity.
There. Yeah.
Huh? So Drake probably wouldn't want you there.
Yeah, you're right.
So you were going to fuck all his models.
Mm-hmm.
Drake has a strange taste in women, though, doesn't he? They're children.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Or old ladies. He was
old ladies. I think he's the most diverse taste. Like he just
I think he loves all women. There's all those videos of him going to rescue all the strippers.
Right. Does he go to rescue them?
He's going to save them when he hears they're being mistreated. Running into strip clubs at full speed.
I'm glad we can make fun of Drake without Ron on the show.
I know.
That's the only way we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron had to take the day off after that beating he took yesterday.
Yeah.
He might not come back.
Jesus.
He might be dead.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah,
what the fuck happened?
Out of hand.
I thought that was a very fun episode. I think I was in the minority there, though.
I was entertained.
I was very entertained.
Were we not? I was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought it was fun. The battle rap thing drug out.
It went on way too long.
Way too long.
Okay, you brought your clit up a lot.
You did.
You did.
That was a defense mechanism.
Of clit
chat.
Yeah. A lot of clit chat.
I heard you stuff. I heard it's not that big.
I do. Yes. I do. Roll of quarters.
Yeah. It's a shooter marble down there.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to get made fun of by the other girls.
The other girls.
In the locker room, so I've been stuffing my... stuff in my hood.
Oh, with mozzarella like a pizza. Oh,
like a stuffed crust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you behave this way when you interview veterans ever? Like, get nervous and drop like a clit line?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Nice. And what do they say? That's way too far. They're like, you can say anything you want about me, but don't talk about the clit.
Don't talk about the clit.
Don't fucking mess around about the clit. No. I take that personal.
They can handle any battle, but the clit.
But the clit.
But the clit is
right.
The toughest.
I've seen
shoulders.
Too many clits.
Too many clits. You ever have to buddy carry a clit off the battlefield?
You don't even want to know the clits I've seen.
Tough hill to climb.
This one's for all the fallen clits out there.
Click, click.
We get a clit count on this show?
Boom. No.
It's ironic that that's by the band Saliva because I'm salivating right now. All this clit talk.
Hell yeah. Clit radio.
Can't talk about clits around Nikki.
No, you can't.
Nikki Clitty.
I can't control what I become. That's when I turn into Mr. Monster. Like when sleeper agents have like activation words.
Clit.
Little Mr. Clitoris.
What
Steve Clit!
Oh, Steve Che is Steve Clit. You remember? Do you recall when Steve Che had the alter ego Steve Clit?
No, what?
K-L-I-T-T.
It was on Fuck FM.
Yeah, he was the, he's a correspondent on Fuck FM.
Okay, Steve Clit.
You know, there once was a baseball player named Rusty Cuntz.
Rusty Cuntz.
Really?
Rusty Cuntz, yeah.
Yeah, Rusty Cuntz played for the Tigers. He was recently a first base coach for the Royals, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he was a Royal cunt.
Yes, he was.
Oh.
Very clever. Very clever, Brandon.
This is good. This is good spitballing.
There's a guy named Trigvi Many Guns who was a hockey player.
What?
Wow. Yeah,
Many Guns is his last name.
I don't know what that has to do with clits.
Right.
But well.
Clit is kind of like a gun.
Yeah, we're just talking names. We're talking names.
Isn't there a guy that plays for Alabama named like the coldest?
LSU.
Yeah. LSU?
The coldest Crawford.
Yeah.
His middle name is To Ever Do It.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
I think To Ever Do It's a myth. I don't think that's an actual, that's his middle name.
Ever Do It?
Wait, so his first name's DeColdest, and then you think it's just like, no, they wouldn't go that far.
That'd be ridiculous.
They named him DeColdest, I don't think.
Middle names are your chance to fuck around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kyle's Gregory. It's a first name.
I'm KGB. I didn't realize that until I realized what KGB was late in life.
Fuck yeah.
How late?
Yet, do you do
probably like 13?
Brandon, if you adopt a child, do you get? I don't know how it works. Are you?
Yeah.
Is the child renamed?
Yeah, I name it. I name it. Yeah,
I think it probably depends on how old.
I don't
think
officially adopt them. I think it's used to.
If you're getting it fresh out the womb,
yeah.
You probably get the.
There's probably a born on date. Yeah, I don't know if you adopt
like
a 5-year old
and something out of the pound. Like if they have name recognition,
right. I don't know.
No, actually, I've seen it where there's big deals where an adopted parent will say, all right, well, now they're taking my name or something like that. So I think it's a...
Well, that's last name.
Last name, yeah. First name, though.
First name. Why would we...
Oh, no, I wouldn't change the first name.
Well, it depends on how soon you...
I think I don't know if you can. Well, don't they have that? Wouldn't that really fuck them up?
I think if you get in there the first 6 months, you can...
Yeah, the first six.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that baby, once it's on the birth certificate, that's his name.
You
can call whoever, whatever.
Switch it up as many times as you want.
The Jenner that has the child with Travis Scott, Kylie, she changed her kid's name, right? Like, pretty late.
Did yes.
she? Like a
yes.
year in?
Yep.
Well, you know, Ronan Farrell, he was Satchel.
His name was Satchel?
Yes, he was named after Satchel Paige.
That's a cool
name.
First
name.
Satchel should be
not enough
more common.
Yeah.
6 weeks after they named their baby boy Wolf, they changed it.
Okay, that's fine.
That's got to be a rough conversation because you know pretty much right away that you made the wrong choice, and then you're just debating if you want to talk about
Wolf Webster.
That way, the kids.
That's a good name, though.
Yeah, how do you go up from there?
Wolf. That's a good. Yeah, I think it's a
great
pretty cool name.
Wolf Webster Scott. My God.
I know.
That could be like a assassin or an author.
What if it was too cool of a name and they saw the baby and the baby wasn't
cool enough?
They saved the name for the next cool baby.
It's just a Dennis.
What did they change the name to? Is it public information?
I think they're hiding it. Playing coy.
Damn. Smart.
Come on. Tell us your baby name. No, I was hoping like if you do, you know, have another walker, we could choose the middle name.
That's fine.
Really?
I'm still going to try to create one by the end of the year. You don't believe me?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I don't think you have it in you. I think you
have enough semen
yeah.
in you.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Literally.
Enough.
I would
assume he does.
I'm good, yeah.
You said yesterday you did.
Yeah, I've heard Brandon has a lot of cum.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, he might have a lot, but I don't know if they...
If it works?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Shooting blanks.
Warlock Walker.
Yep, I like that.
Warlock.
I sell you that.
What would the first name be? So you, I guess you're just going
to... Warlock's tough with
Warlock
is
tough.
Religious.
What if they give you one with
South?
A
oh, yeah.
first name?
Wow, yeah.
Is that a KKK thing? Are there warlocks?
So.
In
yeah,
the
yeah.
There's wizards.
In the KKK.
Also,
oh, yeah.
people call boobs warlocks, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, Brandon,
that's
awesome.
A great name for boobs.
Yeah.
See those warlocks.
Ham hocks, too, yeah.
At Katie
Super Money bad Grabs. They say that.
I don't think it's a compliment to call a titty a ham hock, though.
Depends.
What's
It depends on the body it's attached to.
Warlocks doesn't sound appealing either.
It's a nice set of warlocks. I feel like if you're like a metal chick, that's you have warlocks.
Yeah,
I think
warlocks too, just means like big old titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're like got like yeah.
One of those heavy ones that you could smash a
yeah,
can.
Yeah,
yeah.
They can smash
yeah,
a
yeah.
beer can. Those are
yeah.
warlocks.
Oh, you think those are warlocks?
Yeah.
I think warlocks are aggressive. They come to a point.
I think they're big, but they're like, I don't know.
No, not athletic.
No, like
yeah,
torpedoes.
like a
roly
derby player.
They're big,
so,
but they
an actual
shape.
Warlock doesn't deal as much in the arcane. They're more of summoning a wizard.
Right.
They'll summon imps and other familiars.
orcs? So,
no, Kyle. so I don't know how it translates into titty.
Well, I mean, a lot of things
don't
translate into titties. I mean,
bazookas make sense.
Titties don't look like
Zumbas
hands.
Make sense.
Well, isn't a warlock something you kind of like unlock? Like it's an evil that you kind of unlock?
Are you thinking of an actual lock?
You're thinking,
you thinking of a warlock?
You know when you were in Afghanistan and you had to get your weapons out from the warlock?
In the warlock, yeah.
yeah. And then your titties
warlock.
Fell out and you were running across.
That ever happened to you?
Yeah. Warlocks.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to get to the bottom of that.
Why boobs are called warlocks?
Yeah.
Leave Frank.
Oh, shit, yeah. Vogie.
What?
That is a Mets player.
Oh, Daniel.
Former pirate.
Ogilvy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I remember him.
Oh.
You want to go say hi, Frank?
Say hello.
All right. Is that a game? Please tell me that's an app.
Yeah, it appears to be one of those sex games.
I'm glad that there's not an or because
Keep
I wouldn't be able
Frank.
To choose.
Fun fact, the Grateful Dead were called the Warlocks before they changed their name.
I think Warlocks is a better name.
Should we get Owen in here?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I think Frank has more important... Frank was legitimately excited.
Let's see how it...
All right.
There we go.
That's nice.
Was it?
Is he coming back?
That's like three stages of manhood right there. Okay, I guess he's done.
I thought he said he was leaving after a couple minutes.
We're 30 minutes in.
He's coming.
Wow, we are.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Fellas, we got to get the energy up in here.
Yeah, we do. Something. Let's spin the wheel.
We got to spice things up.
I came in hot this morning.
I came in hot, too. I was listening to some good-ass music.
Same
singing.
Here.
Yeah.
I
cold.
Came in
I was
bumping.
Singing.
I was
awesome.
Strutting.
If only we could listen to music to get the vibes.
My energy's been low.
There's this song called Strutting that I have been fucking hooked on. That I started listening to it when I came up the escalator at Penn Station, and I like bobbed and weaved the whole way here. Oh.
All right, this does it for me.
Almost has like a Kesha vibe to it too, at the beginning.
Yeah, I miss Kesha.
Me too.
Yeah, my favorite Teen Mom was when Janelle. We all know Teen Mom. I'm sure the Yak people are huge Teen Mom fans. But when Janelle was on parole, she had the ankle bracelet and she broke it to go to a Kesha concert.
Yesterday,
don't the cops come like instantly when you do that?
Pretty much. But yeah. She was like, "But you don't understand, it's Kesha." I got feathers put in my hair for this.
Yesterday, the Mets had all women songs for Women's Day, and Daniel Vogelback played "Milkshake."
Yeah?
That's good. Yes. That's a good pick.
It was Women's Day at the Mets yesterday?
Yes.
This gentleman in the...
That guy being a major yes. baseball player is amazing.
Yeah, and he's been hitting dingers. Yeah.
What are you thinking,
ropes.
Kate? What are you thinking, Kate?
That's a lot
Why
of
are you surprised that that's a professional?
Oh, I mean,
Frank, he doesn't run around the bases. He rumbles.
I mean, he watching him run the bases is just... is actually a joy the way he's and you know what's good about him is he's got great plate discipline.
Oh yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say.
No, he has great plate discipline.
Oh, yeah. he knows what we did. You do that on?
Yeah, we're selling the shirt. Plate discipline.
Oh, smart.
Okay.
And
on a tee.
And what's good about him is, you know what? He gets on base.
Even with this stand-up double.
Brad Pitt would like that, too.
I've seen Moneyball, and that's important.
That's the only thing that matters, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Gets on base.
Brad Pitt eating Moneyball?
Yeah.
I think definitely. He does.
Big time. There's another one, too. Now.
Yeah, Dingers he definitely does.
Dingers and donuts.
Sexy Bach.
Here it is. Plate discipline.
Huh. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
I'm
a fan.
Might have to grab that,
too,
myself.
Because he's fat. He's fat.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's a unit.
He's a unit.
Mm. He's a unit.
The guy.
He's definitely improved the Mets lineup. You know, when he plays, basically the Mets are like 15-2 since he's been on the team.
Are you positive right now? Are you like, do you feel good?
Mets are like 15-2 in their last 17 games, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Like they're in the hottest streak they've been on in years.
Yeah.
Who's in your unit baseball player? Mount Rushmore?
Oh, great question.
Well, of course, there's
David Wells?
Bartolo?
Babe Ruth?
Oh. Can you be a unit in the 20s, though?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
you were considered like a strong man back then.
Big old guy.
Oh. Babe Ruth is the original unit.
Cecil Fielder?
Cecil Fielder was a unit.
Prince Fielder was a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Forrester.
Sandoval?
Ruck. Terry Forrester, a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, a relief pitcher in the 1980s, Dave Letterman used to call him a fat tub of goo, and then he came out with it. Then he came out with his own music video. Yes.
What was the music video? What was the song?
Fat is in.
Got to wear it like armor.
That is
a tub of goo is a.
It's a really
it's
pointed,
a mean one. That's a mean one because goo has no. What's the practical use of goo?
You would never need a vat for goo. Why would you ever need a large amount of goo?
I think I could live the rest of my life with a jar.
Sid Fernandez was a unit on the 86 Mets.
Okay.
Why would you need a small amount of goo? I guess hair? Is that
soap?
Yeah, I don't know.
Goo be gone.
Goo be gone's good. Good to get sticker residue off. Yeah. Is that a tub of goo? Oh, that's a tub of lube.
What?
Much.
Is that lube? $1,000.
Slush fund. That'll be a great yak wheel. You got to go in the barrel of lube.
That would be so funny. I would love that.
Oh, man. All right. We'll pitch it to the guys.
You'd only need like half a barrel, really.
Yeah. I
mean, the displacement would be so
Yeah,
high.
You're right.
That would feel good as fuck. You know how good ultrasounds feel?
It would feel good.
Yeah, I was in the
bathing in goo
show, and I'd be dumped in that fucking big tub of goo.
I want the next punishment.
Crazy feeling.
You have to... You have to go to a restaurant covered in goo. They turn you down because I don't think they'd turn you down if you were soaking wet.
Newborn challenge.
But if you were covered
in dark,
newborn
challenge.
Yeah.
If it was a darker restaurant, I don't think they would notice it first.
No, like, they would because you'd be
glowing. You notice goo.
Yeah, you
notice it.
Fuck you.
They would notice goo.
Kate, you would.
I actually think it'd be easier to not notice if it was light because, like, if it's dark, you would be shining on a few lights in the building.
You wouldn't. Goo is one of the.
You wouldn't notice someone was covered
goo
in
goo.
Second you're covered in goo, that's your main identifier.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine going
goo guys.
Yeah. If everybody were covered in goo, racism wouldn't exist.
True.
Everybody would just be gooey.
Yeah.
Ew.
Just play it off like you're sweating. Super hot.
It's a gland problem. It's
dude, that's goo.
Hot out.
Nah, man, that's goo.
I'll fuck with you. That's goo.
Just sopping
Shut
into
the
goo.
Fuck up. I have hyperhidrosis. No, that's goo, not perspiration.
Who's your gooey friend?
How was your date? It was good, but he was covered in goo.
Yeah. I don't mind a little goo.
Did you notice he was gooey?
Did anyone... Did anyone else notice he was a little gooey? The toe, even. Other than that, fine.
You, I would have sworn he just came from a vat of goo.
Did he tell you what you know, he was doing before this?
You know the carnivals they have to people. You throw the baseball and then they fall into water.
Yeah.
Why not have them fall into a vat of goo?
Why not fall into a vat of goo? Yeah.
Great question.
I want to hear the noise, the splat noise, because I'd imagine it would be funny. Yeah, probably it.
Can you good. Just look up the words man jumps in goo?
Yeah.
I'd just like to see what comes up.
Yeah, we'll have to buy that barrel of goo for the wheel.
Yes.
We have enough in the slush fund, right?
Oh, plenty in the slush fund.
We have like $9,100.
It's like that in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs when they're in the Jello.
You know,
I always wanted to go in the Jello.
You know, I'm thinking
Patch
about
Adams.
I'm thinking about either starting an OnlyFans and start auctioning off some of my junk, like
yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, you are. Like, that's one way to put it.
Like sitting with me at a game or something like that.
Oh, I like that.
Or streaming a game, and or how about this? I ripped my pants on the LIRR last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
selling
did.
The pants. Yeah. Auctioning off the pants I ripped in the
I think
LIRR.
You can use the WhatsApp for that. Is that what it's called?
What yeah, whatnot.
Whatnot. Whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
it's
maybe,
WhatsApp. It's a text.
Maybe
number.
Also, maybe also auctioning off my former Roomba, the Roomba that died like a couple weeks ago.
Hey, yeah.
You're just getting rid of your fucking
that's
trash.
That's trash.
That
you're
throw getting, that out. That
forces people to.
I want these fucking
garbage.
Pants that are torn.
I bet you.
Oh, I got outbid on this broken vacuum.
I bet you people will buy it.
Did you see though that the LIRR responded to this?
No.
Yeah, they sent me a form to fill out.
But you have to have the original receipt for the item in order to get. The money
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. How am I gonna? I bought these pants. I bought these pants like 10 months ago. Where am I gonna find that fucking receipt?
Can we go to the armrest photo you chose?
wait. What? Yeah. What am I looking? Who is this man?
This man.
Why is he posing for the picture? Like
there
done
had
this
to
before.
Have been better armrest photos.
Great picture of that man.
Yeah, a good photo of the man.
Looks like a stock image.
Wait, can we Google LIRR armrest? What was that? The first result, Frank?
That was the result of the picture of the armrest I was looking for. There's two different armrests.
Oh, I thought you took the picture of them.
So this guy has no idea that he's in a photo about you ripping your pants.
I thought you took.
No, the picture's on Google.
There he is. Okay. There he is.
We gotta hit him up.
And it actually is a story. If you click on the link, it's actually a story about pants ripping on the LIRR.
Wait, that guy's one is? The,
apparently they've paid out like $300,000+ in pant repair
what?
Fees.
What?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the stocky, the picture that, of
how
the
are
guy.
They responsible for that?
The pitch, because they're
fucking
they're,
klutz.
Because their damn armrests just like grab your pants and they like yeah here you go.
So Frank, did you were you calm and collected when your pants ripped on the train?
Well, the Mets won the game, so yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact,
you're gonna be the reason
that was a pretty big
not have armrests.
How long were you ass
you?
Out?
What?
How long were you ass out for? Because that was a pretty big split.
Well, it's a 15-minute ride from. The City Field to Penn Station. So, and then I got on the New Jersey Transit train right away, and then got to the got an Uber. So maybe about an hour.
Hour ripped.
Yep. And if anyone walked behind me, they could see London.
Yeah.
They would see France.
Frank doesn't wear underwear.
What? No. Why do I think Frank wears just like the heart boxers?
And they would and they would definitely see my underpants. I mean, literally.
Did you guys see Tommy Lee's penis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he posted that on Instagram. Kate?
He took it down.
Yeah?
Already, because too many people were freaking out about it. But yes, he did post his penis.
Something wrong with it?
You know, speaking of ripped
no,
pants.
No, he's got beautiful. A pretty good penis.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good dick.
There was quite a full moon out yesterday.
Yeah?
There was. Yeah?
Hey, Frank.
It was.
Sorry
wasn't
about
there.
That. Please use this link.
Did you do it?
I haven't filled out the paper yet, but I printed it out.
Holy shit.
My God.
Please provide copy of original purchase.
I cannot imagine.
Original. Oh, fuck that.
Who has that for pants? Unless you bought them that day.
And, like, can we zoom in a little bit? I want to see the
all that for a pair of pants.
I actually have to form my.
That's at $200, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd have thought it'd been like $50, if that.
Like. This is just intentional, so you don't fill it out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Is it only one page, or is there multiple pages?
There's one page, but the finding receipt is the thing that gets me. I bought these pants last year down in Florida. I paid $40 for them.
Did you pay cash or card?
Card.
It's crazy that paper receipts are still a thing. Is it not crazy? Do I know one that thinks that's fucking insane? Like when you get like a Red Bull at Walgreens and they give you a receipt that's this long?
No. How about CVS? If you buy a stick of gum, you could have a receipt that's 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
What's stopping like restaurants from like changing your tip? Like I don't ever check that once I
think people do that.
Do they?
I've done it.
Yeah, you're right. I never
when I worked at Hungry Howie's.
You go through and just make them less on tape as you're walking out.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well, if you get caught, you could go to jail.
I left my debit card at a bar the other night, and I never closed out, and I'm wondering how much they tipped themselves out.
That's tough.
I've been a victim of that.
Because if you lose money on a debit card, you can't get it back.
I left it at like make believe, and they gave themselves a $100 tip.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to have debit cards, right? Isn't that like a financial?
That's all I have.
Paw?
I don't use credit cards.
I only use debit cards. Learned the other day that like no, you could be earning all sorts of points and other shit if you use credit cards. I'm like in my 30s, and I only use debit cards.
I don't trust myself.
You're in your 30s.
You know what's funny is. Parents still go to the grocery store and use checks.
And they
had a fight with the people at Walmart because they won't check checks anymore.
I never understood the check scanning thing.
I don't think it really worked the way they wanted.
Those half moon thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that's doing.
Yeah,
something's fishy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset—hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Do you guys want to spoil Surviving Barstool?
Yes, very much so.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, the week.
Eddie looked miserable last night.
I think it ends tomorrow.
I was talking to him yesterday, and you know, they have one element where they can stay in like a bed or whatever. He's been on the floor. My guy.
That's tough.
They all look like they're in rough shape.
Yeah.
And this isn't a spoiler, but someone told me the other night when I brought my son in, because I needed somebody to watch him here so we could do a late interview, someone here told me, they used him as a pawn almost to knock someone off the... There was like diabolical shit happening while I was doing the interview where he was like a pawn, to help knock someone out.
How'd they use your son?
I don't know. You'll have to watch the show.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm curious. Well, I know the full story, but I can't say it.
I'm just looking forward to get my desk back.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. You guys were displaced.
Taking our desks.
So the whole office, it's dark all day. Do we ever break the third wall? Guys, it's dark all day in the office now because they're doing the studio.
Holy shit. Yeah. She's talking directly to the audience. Hey. That's not allowed.
Hey. Our office
zoom in on Kate.
It's dark. Kate. Don't zoom in on me, please. I'll take the big head thing. I wouldn't mind that.
It is pitch black over there, though.
It's very dark.
Off the windows.
All day long. The windows are shut. It's very dark. Am I going to get the big head?
No. Imagine just bringing that one of those to school. How funny that would be. Yeah, my dad's an Uber ride.
TJ, do you have the video of that guy wearing the giant cowboy hat?
Oh, that was awesome.
I saw that.
You know, these guys, the Uber drivers, they're all from Jersey. And they come on.
None of them. I would argue that most of them are not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously.
Most of them are not from Jersey.
Live in Jersey.
Every day on the New Jersey Transit now, they're like about half a dozen people with their bicycles and like Uber bags on their bicycles. Like,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah, going to work. Going to work like me and you.
They block the aisles, though. I can't get on.
Going to work like you.
I can't get to my seat. These bicycles, there's no place to hang them on the New Jersey Transit. Because New Jersey Transit got rid of all the double-decker trains and now have these old trains with the aisle that's like 2 inches wide.
You have plenty of room to sit.
What's
now, look at that thing. That's funny as hell.
I want it so bad, dude. Oh, look at that bad
that's
boy.
Awesome.
I said a big hat. I didn't know it was that.
Jesus.
I wasn't lying to you, Brandon.
I would like to have hats
next year. You know what the funniest part is? He's alone.
Yeah. That makes it so much funnier.
And it's not like a prop you can carry to the bar and put it on when you get there because it's too big. Like, you have to wear that to get it around.
I would like to have that hat next year for the draft show.
That's a nice one for the draft show. Yeah, inconvenient costumes.
I have room for other hats.
I went in college. I went as Thanksgiving dinner for Halloween to like a club, and so I had like a big cardboard table over me with all these like meals. Yeah. I had like a turkey head on, and then I was just like,
I got so late
so
that
night,
dude.
I stood alone. I was a fucking table. Nobody could get close to me.
Like the Karate Kid.
Were they annoyed?
I don't. That's a scene in the Karate Kid. What?
Yeah, well, you guys never seen the Karate Kid when he dresses up as the shower? And he's this big ass, like, I think he's a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, no.
Is how he wears, like, a dorky costume.
An interesting costume.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That isn't it.
Shower.
I always went as inanimate objects as a kid.
Yeah.
I went as a fridge once.
Didn't you go as a
I went as a
Coke?
Speed bump, like, 3 years in a row.
I always went as a guy covered in goo. It was awesome.
Guy covered in goo.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good costume.
That was great.
I went as a hot dog 1 year, and I was with one of my buddies. We were really young, and he was some like weird like explore, like I don't even know what the show was, some like random ass show, and he was a character from that. We opened the door, we're trick-or-treating. The lady looks at him and like instantly is like, oh my god, you're blah 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 from this random kids show. And then she looks at me and she goes, what are you?
I remember this story.
And I'm a massive hot dog, like my head is like in the hot dog. It's like one, like it's like I didn't make it. It's a real costume. She's like, oh, what are you supposed
that's
to
awesome.
Hot dog.
I'm a hot dog. I haven't done Halloween in a long time. I might go out all out this year.
I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. I just thought everyone should know.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
That's good.
It works.
It does.
Okay, he's a long
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, they would know. Oh, of course they would know Crocodile Dundee.
That's not
a Crocodile Dundee is more known than hot dogs.
It's a homemade Crocodile Dundee costume.
Yeah, but gee, when Crocodile Dundee was famous, well, actually.
It came out in 1986.
I was going to say, why was a kid your age doing Crocodile Dundee?
We were in like kindergarten, and she was like,
parent,
oh,
Crocodile Hunter?
I think my parents introduced
it to
me.
Dundee.
I'm pretty sure it's Crocodile Hunter.
TJ, I just DM'd you a Halloween costume on Twitter.
I know it was Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, why are we arguing this?
It was Crocodile.
I know. Are you sure you were a hot dog? Are you sure you weren't a cheeseburger? You were a cheeseburger.
It doesn't change anything.
Do you have a large knife?
Wait, what the fuck is this?
My dad would make me my costume every year, and this was my favorite one.
Kate, that sucks.
what am I looking at?
That fucking sucks.
That sucks ass.
Looks like that is being the worst fucking costume. I hope you got no
Wait a minute. Her dad is the nicest. He's
and
his
sucks at that.
That shit.
He
did not even fucking try.
Our church had a costume competition, and I was like, I went into it like, I'm going to nobody's going to hold a candle to me. I'm going to crush. And I wasn't even like, I didn't even make runner up, and I was devastated because I thought. I'm the basketball going into
who won?
The hoop.
Do you remember what they were wearing?
It was like an angel or something stupid. It was like something religious.
That.
It was a church competition.
Put some effort in.
I know. That was one. And the fumes, that was a real basketball. And so it was a freshly cut ball. And I remember like just drooling all over myself because of the fumes.
How old were you?
17, right?
I was probably like 12.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Now, you're not the most symmetrical broad, but there's no way your eyes aligned.
No, I couldn't see anything.
Where's the rest of your body?
Are you?
Hey, where's the rest of your body?
Right. You in there?
I'm pretty sure that was just for her head, boys.
I crouched down inside the box. But
are you in that box?
Yes, yes.
I think your dad realized
my
it was bad. He's like, I better write fucking MBA on here.
Yeah.
Or else nobody's gonna fuck.
That'll give it away.
That's a real rip.
Someone's gonna like call the cops for a suspicious package.
Kate, did you have to, yeah, that's a real rim. We know. Oh, that makes it better.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
man.
Going to like a Halloween, when you were saying you were the what were you, the table?
Table of Thanksgiving food.
Yeah. How old were you when you did that?
I was in college.
Yeah.
That's always that's the worst feeling when you get there and you're going a little harder than everyone else.
A little bit harder. After that, I just wore all pink and put a shoe on my head. I was a chewed piece of gum.
Yeah, that's like the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half-assed people always get the most pussy.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like three-hole punch gym.
You got so, dude,
got so much pussy off of that.
And the trickle-down pussy. Like, the eyes going as
everyone
goes
as
three-hole
punch gym. I remember one year me and my buddies went as cowboys, and we went, like, all out. Like, got, like, real-ass, like, cowboy shit, and we were the only people dressed up. And we looked like some damn fools.
Yep.
My first year at Barstool, Caleb invited me to a Halloween party, and I was like, okay, Caleb's a cool guy. I'm going to half-ass it. So it was in the heat of COVID, so I just put vampire teeth on my mask.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and they were going, it was movie quality. I thought I walked into the set of the Pirates of the Caribbean, and I was just like, oh, no.
There should be some sort of, like, disclaimer beforehand.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're going all out, or
should be levels.
Keep it laid back, yeah.
It's like that Babadook tweet.
Right.
We always talk about.
Oh, that is a great tweet.
Yeah. The Katie Dippold.
My favorite costume, I used to all yellow and then spray myself with vinegar, so I would go as piss.
that's pretty good.
That's good.
You already smell like piss.
I do. Yeah. But it added the extra essence.
Yeah.
Brandon, this...
That would be like going to Penn Station.
True, yeah.
Brandon, you don't celebrate.
Don't make this.
I remember you telling us this before.
Did you as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Not as an adult.
Wait,
what's this?
This one, my dad also came up with this one. I'm supposed to be John Kruk, which is why he stuffed
John
my...
John Kruk?
That's why there's pillows making me
You
bigger.
Look like Robert Paulson.
I know.
Yeah. And you only had one testicle in that picture.
And nobody knew. I remember all the teachers, this was at school, were like, what are you supposed to be? And I was like, my dad says John Kruk.
My dad
I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Yeah.
John
Kruk.
Why'd you pick it? Is he a West Virginia boy?
He was a Philly. We were Phillies fans. And
he's
was,
from West Virginia.
Yeah.
So,
is he really?
Yes.
I think so,
yeah.
Parkersburg.
Oh, man. Frank, are you going to Huntington for Rough and Rowdy?
Yes, I am.
Hell yeah.
In Doug's Corner?
Yes, I'll be heading out there next Thursday.
Awful city.
Now, are you saying this is a reliable West Virginia resident, or are you saying this as a alum of West Virginia?
No, Marshall's campus is very nice. So the second you step off, EU.
And I hear there's a place down there called Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
Hillbilly Hot Dogs is good.
Mm.
Yeah, there is. It's a big thing. I don't think it's that good of a place, but
it's a good one for. I mean, it's a hot dog. Look, it can only be single or.
I remember like going down there in high school and like being wowed by Five Guys. Thought it was like the coolest thing.
The peanuts.
They're still good.
Oh, yeah.
Still pretty good.
Right, didn't you announce that you were going to leave to do Raw Dog?
Yes, in fact, I'll be seeing you guys in a couple of weeks. The next time I'll be on Tank Thursday.
That's right.
Oh. So, have fun.
Yeah, thanks. And you have fun. Enjoy
your dogs.
Enjoy West Virginia and root.
Enjoy your Raw Dogs.
Are you ready to be a corner man? You have the spit bucket?
I'll be in the corner.
Okay.
So no spitting.
It's good.
Are you guys going West Virginia?
No, we've
I'm
never been to one.
To go.
No. Wait, didn't you guys?
Yes, you were.
Nope.
Oh,
no. Don't you remember? Don't you remember the ring girl contest?
Yes. No, no, that wasn't them.
No, different guys. Okay.
Frank, you were part of that.
Yeah. And you know what was great? I went to Cracker Barrel. First time I ever went to Cracker Barrel with these guys.
Yeah.
And I got a prize in my green beans.
There was a big piece of metal in his beans. I think it was a targeted attack.
Mm-hmm. I regard it as being like a Cracker Jack prize. So it was a little metal piece, little staple, you know.
You were optimistic, yeah.
I mean, it was a prize.
That's Cracker Barrel's good. In a sense.
I'd see that. Fills a gap.
It's good. It's a good road trip stop.
I assume I'm going to be eating one this weekend when I'm driving back from Mississippi.
You make that drive a good bit.
Way more than I ought to. Yeah.
Yeah. You like the drive though, right?
I hate it, but I got to do it.
Why don't you just fly?
Well, because my wife's called. I had to get the dog down there and the family and everybody down there. So they're all down there. I got to go get them, and I'm going to go get them and put them on the shore for a couple of weeks until our house is ready.
Yeah.
So I'm flying down Friday night.
Sick.
I'm flying down Friday, and Saturday morning I'm getting in the car and driving back.
So you're not moving to Mississippi anymore?
No, I've got a house up here for another year until I decide, you know, what I'm going to do about Chicago and Mississippi.
It It was shocking how fast you faded into obscurity when you were down there.
It really was. Yeah, it was.
It makes you realize. I took a week vacation. I was like, oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
I disappeared pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fucking deal.
You're a big deal.
And when I got down there, I was not a big fucking deal. So it was, yeah.
We're blessed.
It was jarring.
That's in your own head, how you perceive
it. Nick just said it.
It's totally different for you, though, chaps.
It's not like you.
Yeah, no, yeah, thanks.
Different vibe.
No, it's great, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I forgot you were here, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
I thought I smelled piss.
Yeah. It's me. I'm extra pissy today. Yeah. It's Thursday, though, so.
Would you rather smell like shit? Uh-oh. What?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh man, that costume sucks.
Oh, that was so fucking bad.
I can't believe you're in that.
Yeah,
that's something that's really blowing my mind.
I like to imagine, why were you crouching?
I like to imagine you're standing.
Yeah, weren't you like? Shouldn't you have like the pole?
I thought it was so realistic. That's my body was the pole.
Yeah, right.
But I thought that orange? That part was so realistic that I guess I thought I would look like a real.
I like to imagine that the picture doesn't do it justice, and it's actually like a massive box. You're standing. You're like 18 years old, standing up in that photo.
That's why I'm squatting, so you can't tell how old I am. And I'm full grown.
I might go as that this year.
We should all do that.
We should all be that.
All be that.
Have my dad come in and fit you all for your for your NBA.
He could replicate it, or is that kind of like a? It's impossible because it was too good then.
Oh, I think he could replicate.
I mean, does your dad have 15 minutes to spare?
Yeah.
But it'd also be like,
do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Should I call him?
Were there costumes? Do you have siblings?
I have one brother.
Was his costume better?
Probably. He was always the too cool for Halloween guy.
Really?
So, and I was the opposite. I was like, let's fucking go.
That's how you know a kid is genuinely cool. If he never gave a fuck about Halloween.
Like, even as a little kid?
A kid I went to school with, Joseph Neihardt, never gave a fuck about Halloween.
Never.
Yep. He was seaweed.
That's what happened to us. Our kids really didn't care.
They didn't care?
They didn't care, yeah. And then we just kind of...
my kids care.
Never really did. We never really did it. And then
they care.
It would have been so much better, Brandon, if you just said that.
I don't care what it looks like.
We thought you were religious.
It seemed like this like religious, like.
I never said that at all.
It was implied.
It was implied by who?
All of us.
You implied it. You could have. Yeah, it's fine.
Kids don't do.
I mean, it's like my kids don't like it.
No, I have pictures of them in costumes years ago. We did it.
Are they all pissed?
They just ate. No, I did. Tommy was Guy Fieri one year.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, Tommy was Guy Fieri, and then and then they just kind of said, I don't really care, and that was it.
All right.
I'm going to find Tommy as Guy Fieri.
I do want to see that.
Yeah, I would love to see that very much.
The photo of young Tommy with the blade of grass out of his mouth is my favorite photo of all time.
Tommy was the most photogenic kid in the history of it.
Oh, my God.
When did you guys when did you guys fully stop Halloween?
You know what? Really, to be honest.
Talking to us. Not talking to you, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were talking.
Jesus.
I thought the question was still about
back.
Didn't it sound like the question was
It was.
I was not directing it at all.
I think we're all good.
And I was embarrassed that I went in seventh grade.
Yeah, that was me too.
Sixth grade for me.
I loved candy.
Freshman year of high school.
So much.
Yeah?
I did not give a fuck. I was like in high school, still going around my neighborhood. Like, I know, sorry, but can I?
I bet you Owen never gave a fuck about Halloween.
Yeah. There's no way.
Did you ever have a good costume, or was it always last second?
Last second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said like the cool, like laid back kids never gave a fuck about Halloween.
Except
I prepped for months.
One year I was a surfer and I fell asleep in a wetsuit.
Oh yeah, you almost.
I almost died.
What?
Yeah, I fell asleep in a wetsuit and I napped for like 4 hours and I was like 11.
Like you found a stray one, like to use as a bed, or you were in it and then fell asleep.
I was dressed as a surfer for Halloween. Nah, I sweat a lot of my body weight out. How's the show, Ben? Were Josh and Frank great?
Josh wasn't on.
Oh, okay.
Just Frank. Nice. Just Frank. He was himself.
It was a little weird energy in the beginning, but I think recovery.
Yeah, I think we have a little hangover from yesterday, maybe.
Could see that.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
As it was happening, I was just like, we didn't do anything.
No.
Strangely, we didn't.
Yeah, we usually...
We egg people on.
Usually suck, yeah.
We usually egg people on like assholes.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, let's spin the wheel.
Patriotic flag.
That was a patriotic flag. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, we're good.
Yay.
Owen comes in for 13 seconds. That would blow.
Sorry, man. It's the wheel.
I wish Big Cat were here because we probably would have that. Bucket of goo on the way.
Be on the way already.
Yep.
What's this goo?
We want to buy a big bucket of goo and then have one
of those gallons.
Yeah. So the punishment would be you have to get in the goo, submerge in the goo,
mm-hmm.
and
a lot of goo.
A barrel.
You're going to be covered in goo.
And
clothed?
Then you have to go to a restaurant. And like Kate said, she wouldn't notice if somebody was covered in
goo.
If it was
dimly lit.
You're going to go eat like ramen, too. It can't be something that you're going to eat like a
If it's past 7:30, yeah. I won't know if you have goo on you. I just won't know.
It's
New York, baby. This is what we do.
I just keep picturing that Danny DeVito in Always Sunny.
Oh, he's getting pure.
Yeah.
He's very sexy going into that goo, though.
Yeah.
He's enjoying it
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, how lubed does she need to be? How disgusting is that man?
She's very dry.
Where she has to lube, like, every inch of her. Every bit of her is fuckable. Is this somebody going in goo?
Oh, is this goo?
I can't find Tommy and Guy for you.
What is this?
That's a tub of goo.
There's a customer review.
I don't think it's gonna spray.
Goo does not spray.
Goo can't spray. Goo
spray.
At best, it goos.
All it can do is goo.
If a scientist could make a mist that makes you gooey,
guys are goo noobs.
Oh yeah, he's pumping up that goo.
It's very embarrassing that you have to do that for so long.
Yeah, and you got to keep it going at the same speed. Otherwise.
Having that thing in your room and you're like trying to fuck. You're just pumping that thing.
Hold on, baby.
3 minutes. Yeah. Should be out any second now.
Yeah, every time you're having sex, you're like, God damn it. Yeah.
Actually,
Come on.
That should be the punishment. You have to keep the barrel of lube in your room for like a year.
Yeah. That would be fucking
just a
awful.
Nuisance. You'd have to move. Yeah.
It's like your new nightstand.
So embarrassing.
So heavy. I imagine that thing is like 8,000 pounds.
Yeah. That looked like cum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It was whiter.
I think it might just be
a jug
of cum.
Yeah, it's very milky.
Are they going to...
No!
What?
All right, we got a jokester.
I think that's Kenny from Kenny vs. Spenny.
Are these high school kids? What is this?
This is like the video that they have as an example. This is the customer review.
This is the wackest crew.
Of the jug
of
flu.
That is a weak-ass crew.
What a weak
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
All right.
This one has more potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, TJ, first of all, pause on you for going directly to the group of dorks.
Yeah.
Let's see the woman.
Yeah.
Are you making sure it's not...
I'm making sure it doesn't jump cut to her getting DP'd or something.
It's just awesome.
It's just hardcore porn.
On a Google review.
Are they pouring it into a...
send guys to...
Oh yeah, you got to pay extra for that though.
Yeah, it's 55 gallons.
Kyle, she has the beanbag.
A shitload of pounds.
I can't even.
This is Kyle's apartment. Kyle's apartment.
That's the same woman that he had up on his shoulders.
Yeah,
Kyle answers the door to like sign for it.
I think there's a beanbag in the lobby right now.
Ooh.
That box,
the Yogi Bow.
That's a beanbag company.
Oh hell yeah.
You over beanbags, Kyle?
No, I just have a jumbo sack.
It's not jumbo anymore. You said it shrunk.
Nah, it was in my head.
No shit.
It was dysmorphia. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Anybody else have anything to say? Anything to add? Owen?
That ought to do it.
Owen, good show, buddy.
Yeah, nice job, Owen.
There you go.
Subscribe to Kate's OnlyFans.
Yep.
Yes.
80 money grabs.
Let's go.
I'll be out tomorrow.
I'll be out tomorrow.
In Atlanta.
Ooh.
Atlanta.
Shows both nights?
East Atlanta.
Friday and Saturday?
Beachy, Maine.
Ugh.
Yep.
I just saw this thing where the hottest brunch in Atlanta is at a strip club, and the line is like all the way around the block and out the door on a Sunday morning, and they just put like they just cover the strip club in tables. Like it has nothing to do with strippers. It's just a great brunch spot.
There's no strippers?
No strippers, but you'd think that would be even better.
Just at least one. Just have one.
But no, apparently it's like known for the food. It's good. So if you have time.
Sass, have you ever been to a strip club?
God, no.
Think the Lord would forgive me for that?
No, he wouldn't.
Absolutely not. No, I have been to a strip club. Actually, I found out that the strip club that me and my buddies have gone to in Denver is the one that Dave Chappelle often goes to.
Wow.
Shotgun Willie's.
Shotgun Willie's.
Okay. They close Dangerous Curves in Wheeling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I heard that.
Not good.
No.
Not good at all.
Western PA had the drive-thru strip club, Climax.
Wow.
What is that?
Go on. Where?
What does that work?
What town?
Someone just flashes their titties at the drive-thru window. It closed.
Where is that?
Right after. We used to drive by it because it was near IUP.
Oh, was it Homer City?
It was near Indiana University of Pennsylvania. It was like maybe a 20-minute drive from there. But you literally, yeah, see that it's real sad looking, but you would drive up.
I would imagine it to be sad looking.
You slip a 20 in like the little slot and then the window opens and you sit in your car and you jerk off. Yeah, you could do whatever you, I guess, in your car.
That's the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my life.
That should have closed down a while ago.
Oh my God.
The guy's in centuries ago.
I'm shocked that ever opened.
The owner's name was like Danny Climax or something like that.
That's such a sick name.
He passed away in like 2009. Rest in peace. And so
I'm assuming he passed away in like a glorious climax.
Yes, probably.
Climaxed so hard he died.
Yep. And he's buried in a tub of goo.
Just so much. Come spraying.
Closed summer of 2019 after owner's death.
Yeah.
Big Pony Pub's still open, right, Brandon?
It is, yeah. I had the picture of the kid carrying the catfish in there to trade for lap dances.
Damn.
Have you ever been to a strip club, can you say?
Yeah, I've been to a couple. I've been to the Pony.
For your bachelor party, is that what you did?
No, we played golf.
Mm.
I feel like bachelor parties aren't going to strip clubs anymore. Bachelors are getting gay.
Yeah.
I've been to a strip club like once, and when I went, it was at.
Hell?
There was a bachelor party happening.
Okay.
And it looked wildly unpleasant to be the bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
They were like spanking him on stage in front of like a packed strip club.
Yeah.
Like, this is humiliating.
Like,
imagine doing that. There's like seven strippers just like beating the fuck out of him on stage.
What was your bachelorette party? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my. It was just down the Jersey Shore in Seattle City with all my cousins.
Yeah.
I went to the Ocean Drive and then to La Costa. Now I'm divorced. I talked to these Marines who they were in Germany. And they said they all went out as a group to go to the strip club thinking it was going to be like the best time ever. And they got like, they're like, and then they like chained us up on the stage and beat our asses.
Yeah.
And they said it was like genuinely terrifying. Like
weird.
Yeah. Like you really do need the safe word.
A German club seems like it would be crazy.
Yeah. They said you had to be on your toes.
Yeah. Maybe we should do an episode at a strip club.
I probably should. Yeah. We should do a live show at a strip club.
That would be sick.
It's hard to tell a joke when your heart is rock.
Yeah, it is.
I hate them. The idea.
Strip clubs?
I don't think I would get horny.
Yeah, my favorite strip club was in Japan, and this woman, she was an older woman in her 80s, and she would put like 10 to 12 quarters in her puss.
Ugh.
And she would tell you she would ask you how many you wanted her to drop out, and she could drop out that many quarters.
Oh.
And she would also do it with bananas and say, how many pieces do you want? And then she would cut the banana with her vagina, and it would drop into a young Marine's mouth.
Worst thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Her name is Banana Lady. She's famous in Okinawa.
Yeah, the Banana Lady was infamous.
There's no way. Unless it was clean slices.
No, it's pretty mushy. Like,
yeah.
You really squeezed it. She wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, like pussies are dull.
Yeah, they are.
Would have been awesome if it was just like
personal.
I apologize. Yeah.
You used the wrong terms. That was on me.
Ready? I'm about to julienne this thing. You want it minced? Salt, fellas.
Set it up for you.
Ben comes out of there.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
If she could make a smoothie.
Bananas Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little caramel sauce on it. It's fine.
Strip club in Wheeling, Godfather's, has a woman you could putt a ball. It's like a putting surface, and she lays at the end, and you could.
That's a wide set vagina.
I think she enhances it. She uses
like a spreader kind of thing.
Yeah. Gauges
I've never
for earrings.
Been.
That sounds
these
horrible.
Are all disgusting.
These sound horrible.
I don't understand why anybody would like any of that kind of
that
shit.
That sounds terrifying.
No, yeah, I don't like that.
But also interesting.
A little party is intrigued to see it.
Is that like that? Wouldn't I don't think I would enjoy that. Like that would.
No,
it's like I would feel bad.
It's like dehumanizing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
it's also
bad
a human interest
pedicure.
Story. Like
Let
that somebody can do that.
Put this ball into your pussy.
Well, there's
that
a lady
was
who
so fucking
bubbles.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait to crank down
yeah.
to this app.
Yeah,
I keep
out.
The ball. You have to bring your own putter.
I'd try to chip in.
Yeah, yeah.
She can moisten
four
up a
play
whole
boys
bag
should do a
of
video
like.
Oh my god,
a Riggs Daily Nine.
Yeah. Trent breaking one. He's just. Yeah. It's a whole series.
Oh my god, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
We'll definitely watch that. That they should do that on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Cash in.
Noted. Kitty money grabs.
All right.
Do you want to? Can you play your queef?
Okay. I guess I can't pull it up on here.
You put a queef on the OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no. Many people pay for that.
Yeah, how many people?
Yeah,
pay
it
for
was.
It?
It was shocking.
Yes, mm-hmm. I played it for. Played it for some of the guys.
Because I had my headphones on, but I had my bass boosted, and I thought I was in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Sounds
Please
like one
subscribe.
Of those jiffy pops that you pop over the stove.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. It was shocking.
Yeah.
Kate's queef sounds like,
no.
Sounds like a pit bull. Snarling.
Hit Kate's pussy sounds like a bad neighborhood.
Was that the 4th? Is this the 4th of July or is that Kate's pussy?
They call her Katie Compton.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's right. They do.
Yeah, it'll clean up. Her asshole's gentrified. They put high rises in. It'll carry over.
Just like Canal Street.
Oh, that's awesome having a woman on the show.
it adds a layer that really is helpful for me.
Oh, great.
Our thinly veiled sexism got a little bit thicker.
Glad to be of service. Please subscribe.
What is it? Kate grabbing money or something?
Katie Money Grabs.
Katie Money Grabs.
And it is like, it's probably annoying that I keep talking about it.
No.
But it is like addicting. I'm getting guys sending me dick pics now.
Can you read the message you got?
That is addicting.
That's actually what we do on tomorrow's EBT.
Oh.
Addicting.
I got a guy who sent me a picture of
some British person getting a set.
Yeah.
It's addicting.
It's addicting.
Addicting. Sweep chimney governor.
Have you had to reply to the dick pics?
Oh, I'm replying to everybody. I'm giving you your money's worth if you subscribe.
Are you shitting on their dicks? Like, or not like literally, but are you?
Oh, I'm down talking everybody.
Are you down talking the dicks?
I'm down talking everyone.
I feel like I would just want someone to say something nice about my dick.
Yeah.
I don't really get the whole like humiliation thing.
Me neither.
I would be like, if I sent a dick pic to someone and they were like fucking tiny ass.
You should start that up. Have a
itch ass dick.
Gas somebody's dick up.
I would be like, damn.
Who would sign up for that?
It almost seems like there's more guys into humiliation.
It does.
Like, nah, I could use the compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had a bad day at work and I got a message like, hey, you have a giant dick. Oh, sick.
Sweet. Yeah.
Not all that bad.
Yeah.
It's funny, too. You can't use words like piss or pee or.
An OnlyFans.
But you can say like. Pussy, like I keep calling cucks. And
you can't use
stuff.
Piss.
No, but you can't use piss or pee or like anything having to do with like toilet humor.
Oh,
so I really had to get creative and switch it up.
Don't people like? Isn't that like a whole thing on OnlyFans? Aren't people like selling piss and stuff?
Yes, so you got to call it. You got to use extra farts, E's too. Or yeah. S's or.
What happened to that girl that sold her bathwater?
Do you remember her?
Well,
like, the one girl that
like
was selling her fart so much, she went to the hospital.
Like
she tried to fart.
Oh yeah, she was
tried to fart so much that she was like hospitalized.
So the first girl, TJ, what did you say?
Belle Delphine. She was selling bathwater. She made a ton of money. Then she got canceled for doing an OnlyFans set that was like kidnap theme. And
she was doing like a rape fantasy video.
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, it was like yeah.
Okay.
She's back though.
Is she back?
I'm sure she's doing
so
fine.
Back.
Not that I would know.
And then there was the.
Yeah, it's weird that you said OnlyFans set. Like, you know the lingo pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The niche in the dozen should be porn, for sure.
That would be an awesome niche.
Yeah.
I think when people have, like, funny niches in the dozen, it improves the show. Because, like,
The funniest thing to me that's ever happened at Barstool is Smitty choosing Jaws as his niche in the season. I'm like, we searched his Twitter. He's never tweeted about Jaws, nothing. Like, didn't even know he liked the movie, but that was his niche.
Good niche. It's like, what is your guys? What's your niche? Pokemon?
No. Frank made me change it. I don't know if I have one. 90s cartoons.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm 2-0
90s Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
PS2.
Did you miss one Pokemon?
Yeah. I'm like 3-1 in Pokemon, but it's all right. Okay.
That's a C, brother.
That's a C.
Yeah.
That's a C. All right. Anybody have anything to add?
Nah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Chap, sign us off.
See you guys later.
Nice.